Captain Cook's epic voyage, written by Geoffrey Blainey and read by John Gregg. The voyage of James Cook in the Endeavour, his first long voyage, was one of the most remarkable in recorded history. Cook not only sailed around the world, following the most difficult route any navigator had ever accomplished, but he changed the maps of the world. In heavy seas, he made a more thorough search for the missing continent, believed to lie somewhere between New Zealand and South America, than had previously been made. He was the first to explore most of the coast of New Zealand. He was the first, so far as we know, to explore a vast stretch of the east coast of Australia, and the first to explore the longest reef in the world, the Great Barrier Reef. Thanks to his talented naturalists, Joseph Banks and Daniel Solander, more plants of novelty were found during this voyage than in any previous expedition in world history. In Jakarta and Cape Town, and in the seas between them, Cook lost one-third of his crew through tropical illnesses. The ship in which he circled the world was not much larger in area than a tennis court. My curiosity about Cook was quickened after chancing to visit many of the landmarks and sea marks of the Endeavour's voyage. To look down on Queensland's coral reefs, where that ship was almost wrecked, to see the waves dash on lonely Booby Island, where Cook and Banks landed at their western exit from Torres Strait, and to approach from the ocean such harbours as Cape Town or such headlands as Cape Kidnappers in New Zealand, made me turn belatedly to Cook's detailed journals and those of Joseph Banks. New insights or unexpected strands of information appeared. After slowly reading Cook's long journal, I was surprised to discover that on three occasions he ran into danger when sailing near the coast under the seductive light of the full moon. He did not seem to learn his lesson from the early escapes, and on the third occasion his ship was almost wrecked. So I began to write a book about the Endeavour's voyage in the years between 1768 and 1771. Concentrating especially on Australia. Soon I widened the book to include Cook's little-known French rival, Jean de Surville, who explored the South Pacific at the same time.